Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. May I please have your zip code?
74633.
74633? Yes. May I please have your first and last name?
Jerry Harbison, H-A-R-B-E-S-O-N.
And is Jerry spelled J-E-R-R-Y?
That's correct.
Okay, can you spell that last name for me again? I'm sorry.
H-A-R-B-E-S-O-N.
And for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
560 12 Mile Road, Burbank, Oklahoma.
Thank you for that. I do see where a Wi-Fi booster was purchased. How may I help you?
I didn't purchase it. It was a freebie. All I paid was the shipping. I have a credit card charge on my credit card. I want to know what that's for.
What is the charge amount?
Pardon?
What is the charge amount?
$49.97.
The reason why you were charged that amount is because once you purchase the item on the 2nd of January for $7.45, in those terms and conditions, they do have to be agreed to at the day of purchase. They do state all of our customers have 48 hours to call in to get the account canceled out. And we do not receive
that. All right, listen to me. I want that account canceled. I did not allow that charge.
I'll be more than happy to get... I'll be more than happy to get the account canceled out for you today.
That money refunded too.
You have 48 hours to call in to get the account canceled out. Being that we did not receive that call, you were charged at $49.97 for a $125 gift card from the Factory Direct store. Now, being that that charge is a valid charge, what I can do for you today as a courtesy is provide you with a refund of $17.48.
No. I want $49.97 back, and I want a receipt of acknowledgement sent to my email address.
Okay, I'll have to reach out to my supervisor because the highest that
you
I
do
can
that
go
because
is 35%.
Back in my account. This is a scam, and I want it
give
back.
Give me just a moment while I reach out to my supervisor. 1 second.
Make it fast. I'm in a hurry. That's that charge. Oh, well, you don't see any of this, but you're signing up for to pay for that piece of shit that we got that doesn't even work. Right. Yeah.
Give me just a moment.
Yeah. My ass. I've already got a hold of credit card company, so they're going to hassle them if I don't get my money back right now. It's a scam. I can't remember who I... I don't care if
okay,
it
so
work.
After That's speaking with my supervisor, the highest refund that I am eligible to do for you today is a 50% refund, which is a total of $24.98.
No, I won't accept that. I want a full refund, or I'm going to turn it over to the credit card company.
Okay, I'm not sure if you've contacted your credit card company or asked them how a dispute worked. A dispute is only a temporary refund until they do an investigation, and your credit card company cannot override our terms and conditions, so they will do a chargeback on your account. I can reach back out to my supervisor to see if I can get you a higher refund, but the highest that I can go is that 50% refund. I will reach back out to her.
I want
give
my
me
money
just
back.
A moment.
You people are scamming people, and I want a full refund or I'll turn it over to the credit card company. So get me my money back now, please.
One second, I'm still speaking with my supervisor.
Hurry up, I'm in business. I've got stuff to do.
I do want to let you know that I am still here. I'm still speaking with her.
Excuse me?
I do want to let you know that I am still here. I am still speaking with her.
Okay. Tell her to hurry up. I've got other things to do today.
Okay, so after speaking with my supervisor, she agreed to a full refund of that $49.97. That refund will take 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
Yes, I want you to send me a receipt of acknowledgement to my email.
We don't provide receipts. You'll receive a refund confirmation email within 24 to 48 hours.
All right, you're recorded, so we'll find out what happens, but thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.
You too.